superstars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith. Yeah.
Mike's Live. Rock, Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Yeah, we're live. Good morning. 6:02 Wednesday. It is September 1st.
Hey. White rabbits.
White
rabbits.
What's white rabbits?
So you're going to say the first thing that comes out of your mouth at the start of every month.
Why?
Never heard of it. It's like from 1943, probably from the UK. White rabbits. Yep. White rabbits.
Yep.
Happy first.
Today's a big day.
Why?
13 years ago today, I joined this wonderful company.
13 years ago, you joined Virgin Radio?
That's right.
Wow.
So we didn't know each other 13 years ago?
Nope. September 1st, 2008, it all changed, Chris.
And look how far you've changed now.
You know what I think all the time?
What?
Like, imagine you and I, the chances of you and I meeting each other must have been very slim.
One in a million.
Like, I'm living in Australia, you're living in New York.
No chance.
Like, the chance of, and then we become best friends, right?
Yeah.
The amount of best friends that you realize that you'll never have in your life because you'll never meet them.
Yeah.
But there are just so many people living in other countries that could have been your best friend, but you just never met.
Exactly.
It sort of depresses me.
It's such a great start.
I just want to have more best friends.
And you can't handle more best friends.
That's smile. True. Walk around and smile. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah. Well, you just missed the whole point of what I'm saying.
No, I didn't.
Smile.
Make more friends.
Today's 13 years.
Happy 13 years, pretty.
Thanks.
Happy 13 years. We should celebrate it.
We should.
Let's get some Starbucks or something.
Yeah, okay. I'm down with that.
Do something a little different.
Yeah. Let's get a grande instead of a tall today, guys. Live on the edge.
Yeah, why not? Hey, Wayne Brady, you know the comedian? A lot of you don't know who he is. Some of you love him. I'm going to the show this weekend. Actually, they just asked me if I wanted to host it, like get on stage. And
yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes.
I wanted to go in and just enjoy the evening and
Chris,
not work.
There is not one microphone you have ever turned your head away from.
I know. You won't be able to sit there and watch someone else.
Well, you know what? For the first time, I'm going to turn my... I've turned my head away from this microphone.
No, you cannot.
Hello, can you hear me? I've turned my way.
I'm not kidding you.
No, I'm doing it. I already said, of course I'd love to do it.
Yeah. If we're walking through a mall, and you know at the Virgin Megastore, sometimes they'll have like a setup with a microphone and like a karaoke machine or whatever.
Yeah.
He can't help himself. He has to go and do something.
Oh, I don't do that anymore with COVID. I don't want to share microphones anymore.
Go away. You put do it with a mask on.
Yeah, but listen, Wayne Brady's joining us on the show. We've got him locked in for around 8 a.m. this morning, hopefully, all right? 8 a.m. this morning.
I have to tell my dad.
He likes him, does he?
He's obsessed with it.
Are you bringing him to the show?
To see it? No. He just likes him in Let's Make a Deal.
You should be taking him to the show.
He doesn't care about the comedy. He likes Let's Make a Deal.
If
he plays Let's Make a Deal, my dad will be happy.
He may be getting... I think he's going to get people from the audience.
I think so.
Get your dad on the phone and play Let's Make a Deal with him.
Let's Make a Deal. So Wayne Brady after 8 this morning. 10,000 dirhams cash is coming up at 7:10. We've got a lot going on. Who's up right now, though? How are you feeling? What are you doing? Are you doing the work run, the school run? Are you on the way to the gym? Are you doing that type of run? 04871-5544. Call us right now. Be our first caller of the morning. I'd love you to be our first caller of the morning.
Yeah, let us know what you're doing.
04871-5544. You just looked outside. What's up?
I want to see the sun status.
Is it? I don't think it's up yet. No. Sun's still going. The sun gets more sleep than we do. Double call.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
What up, Vincent? Vincent, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Doing amazing.
Good to hear your voice.
You know what? We like to hear your voice, Vincent. We like to hear your voice. How's the morning? How's the morning been treating you?
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's everything.
The only thing is my drive is boring because my radio's not working. I can't hear you guys at all.
What? It's not working? What's going on with
you? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe some cable or something has gone loose. I've got to go and check it up.
Yeah, man. Let's get that fixed. You know, you need it. You need that, didn't you? So is the car silent right now?
No, we can't have that.
No, no, no. There's nothing.
You can listen online, you know.
Yeah, but it takes a lot. I mean, it could take his data out. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Plans for the weekend, Vincent? Anything already? I know it's Wednesday only, but plans for the weekend?
Planning go to the beach though with the family.
Nice.
It's been a while since I've been there, and have some barbecue.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, actually. My oldest daughter said to me, can we go to the beach on the weekend? I said, yeah, I think we can do that. I think we just got to get there early. Would you get there early? I'm guessing it's still warm, no?
No, it's pretty nice. The weather's really nice. It's changed and beautiful.
Yeah, I noticed it wasn't as hot, definitely.
Last night, went out for a walk around 6. Yeah. It was beautiful. Really nice outside.
Maybe it's coming down.
Yeah,
it's
slowly
coming down here, the humidity. Well, Vincent, you're an absolute legend, man. Have a great day and enjoy it. First day of the September, so own September for us, all right?
Yeah, man. Cheers.
All right. God bless. Ain't got no money. That's it.
Sounds like me.
That would be the song for many of us, if that was just the remix of it.
Do you ever not have any money?
No, I do a good job sort of saving and planning and just making sure that I got some money.
Are you good at saving? What do you do? Do you like save half, spend half? What's your technique?
I spent like a good 6 years that whatever I was earning, I would save like 70% of it.
Yeah.
And then live like off the 30%.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a lot, but was really budgeting on everything.
When was that? In the year 2000?
No, like 2000 and, yeah, like 10 to 2017, like. Just really saved so well. I look back now, I was actually proud of myself. Someone told me this, and I think it's a really good advice if you haven't picked it up. By the way, Virgin Radio Morning. The pay yourself first.
I was just going to say that. I was like, you've drilled that into my head.
I told you, remember?
And I do the same thing.
So whatever money would come in, be it from this job or if I was doing anything out on the outside, I just make sure that the money, and if you guys don't do this, I tell you, someone told me this, it changed my life. I set up another bank account that no matter what money I got in, if it was 100 dirhams, like from something, like whatever it would be, 30, 40 dirhams would go into this other account and then I'd keep the 60.
Yeah.
And I know some of you are like, oh, well, I don't even have enough just to get with what I'm earning right now. But I'm telling you, you can do it. Like even if you own a low salary, take 20 dirhams. And put it into an account. After a year's time, it ends up being something.
Yeah, exactly. That was the biggest thing. I remember there was like you can actually set up accounts that are automatic as well. Check with your banks. Like it automatically takes 50 dirhams out of your account every month and
you
puts
don't
it
feel
somewhere
it.
Else.
Oh,
you
really? Don't,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
you don't
automatic.
Feel it.
And then it's there. You can't touch that account. Then at the end of the year, you look at how much you've saved.
You're
like, and you're
I've
like, wow.
Got some thousands in there. That sounds good.
It's probably like a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It's hard to
save,
though,
I just think
though,
you're
man.
Bad with money.
Yeah.
I think you're bad with money. I see, like, you know.
Well, I am.
Yeah. Why?
I'm unorganized. Like, it's like all over the
I
shop.
Think, I mean, you and your wife have separate accounts and you do your own thing, right?
Yeah, I spend the money and she spends it as well. But, like, yeah, I buy everything.
What do you mean, like the food, the veg, all that sort of stuff? Like,
oh, no, sometimes she buys the food, but yeah, there's... We need
like, that's what I don't understand. I'm not criticizing at all. I'm just, I don't understand being in a marriage where you guys are having separate accounts going on. And then, like, one day she's buying the fruit and veg and, oh, no, she bought it this week. It's like your roommates. Like, in the fridge, right. Are you like, oh, you can't have that. That's mine. I bought it.
No. I don't know, really. She sometimes buys the food, but then sometimes I might buy it.
Yeah, but that's what happens in a marriage. Like, you should be sharing the responsibilities of buying things, no?
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you have a joint account? You do have a joint account.
Yeah.
And does money go in on it?
Yeah. We do save some now and again, yeah.
Do you pay yourself first?
No.
Do it. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. You won't feel it.
We're getting there, as Pretty's recommendation, a financial...
Advisor. Amazing.
Yeah.
I told him before he left, I said to him, I think you need an expert to look through where your money's going
yeah.
and where it's coming in from just to help you organize how to move forward and to make sure you're not in a situation where you're like,
he's not some guy from England or something.
Yeah, what you, hold on.
I get calls the time. Do you guys get these calls?
Yes. Hi, would you like to invest?
Yeah, companies that begin with D.
I don't know, but from England.
Yes.
It's like the other day, I get these calls at least once a week.
All the time.
Yeah, hello, mate, how you doing? We're just wondering, we see that you're in Dubai and I went off at one over the weekend and I said, how did you get my number and lose it?
Yeah.
And then he was really nice. He explained how he got my number.
How did he get your number?
There's some list that they buy.
Right. Oh, is that how?
Yeah. He's like, let me tell you, mate, we actually just buy a list and your number's on the list. So someone's obviously sold the number or put it somewhere.
It just sounds very dodgy.
And I just went.
The whole thing.
But like, who's going to take a random call from a guy in the UK on a Friday morning?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, you know what, mate, you sound great.
A Friday morning?
Yeah. A Friday was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ah, that's a load of rubbish.
Why?
He would have been a brunch, the guy. I'm not, I don't believe
no,
you.
No, from the UK.
He's in the UK.
Yeah, it's a UK number that calls. I get it all the time, and so does Brianna.
That's not right. How though?
Always.
Because it's 3 hours behind.
So yeah, so 1 p.m.
1 o'clock on a Friday.
They're working on a Friday.
9 a.m. Yeah, okay,
fine. I was just about to do an escape room.
I got to go do an escape room.
If he's calling, he's your number one target, because he's calling you when the day starts at 9 o'clock.
He's just trying to get, but who's going to just... I live in Dubai. I'm going to tell this guy on a phone
money.
The UK. Oh, you know what, mate? Give me the account details. I want to send you some.
Yeah. Who's going to do that? No, that's not what I told Rusty. Just find someone who knows how to organize your money.
That's it. Not somebody who wants to invest more money.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We should talk about it a little bit more. I'm sure there's some experts that are listening to the show right now that can give us tips and give everyone else tips.
We'll
bring that up on the show maybe later next week. I'm glad that all started from I got no money.
I know.
Celebrity news
now.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got for us, Pretty?
So it's been a few days since Kanye West's much-anticipated album, Donda, came out, and now we're starting to dig into the lyrics. What do the songs all mean? In one of the tracks, which is called Lord, I Need You, Kanye has made some major reveals as to what led to the end of his and Kim Kardashian's relationship. Like, he really got into the details. I've put together some of the lyrics. Have a listen.
Here we go.
We'll talk about it.
3 hours to get back from Palm Springs, huh? Who you know spent an hour in Walgreens, huh? You know you'll always be my favorite prom queen. Even when we in dad shoes and mom jeans. Too many complaints made it hard for me to think. Would you shut up? I can't hear myself drink. Talk to me nicely, don't come at me loud. You had a Benz of 16, I could barely afford an Audi. Time and space is a luxury. But you came here to show that you still in love with me. Starting to feel like you ain't been happy for me lately.
Wow, I actually like that song. Yeah. I mean, the lyrics are fairly deep there, but I do like that song. What's that called?
Lord, I Need You is the name of that song. And so he's basically saying 3 hours to get back from Palm Springs, questioning whether Kim has been lying about her whereabouts and where she's been. Then he goes on to say, too many complaints made it hard for me to think. Obviously, that goes about their relationship.
Yeah.
Talk to me nicely. Don't come at me loud. Talking about the arguments that they used to have. Saying that she had a Benz at 16. I was in a different place when I was 16. But at the end, he says, you came here to show that you're still in love with me. Talking about the support that she's been giving him through the Donda listening party. So,
yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean... It's hard. You want them to be back. They've got so many kids together. They seem like they did work. It's just, he's an artist. I think he's on another level. People making fun of that album and just saying it's, but from a creative side of it, I think it's like a masterpiece to tell you the truth.
It's art.
Yeah, we may not like it to listen to maybe on the radio.
Yeah.
But as an artist, I think he's created something that's pretty special.
As you said, like pushing boundaries as well, you know.
Doing it different.
All the best people do it.
And like, quite personal as well from his side.
Like, you know, we're making fun of all the new hip hop that's coming through, which is all those like rappers at a little something who he comes and does something different and we're like, oh well, that's weird. Well, you know what I mean? Like,
I think this album needs a few days for you to get used to it.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
All right, what else you got for us?
So Jennifer Lopez was looking fabulous while attending the Dolce & Gabbana show in Venice.
Yep.
It was like star-studded completely. And she was wearing this floral cape and a gust of wind came and the cape went, no, it's fine, cape went. But you know what we noticed? the price tag was still on in the cape. And everyone was like, oh my goodness, J-Lo forgot to take the price tag off.
Uh-oh.
I mean, obviously
she's returning it later. That's why. She's going to take it off.
A lot of these celebrities, when they wear these fabulous gowns, return the gown after they've done it. She obviously wore Dolce, and she was going to return it after the show, but the stylist needed to do a better job with that price tag.
And finally,
Ed Sheeran, you know, his album Equal comes out October 29th. He just put up on his Instagram that the second single from the album, he's going to be announcing it tomorrow. So we're getting new music from Ed Sheeran very, very soon. Excited about that.
Always love a bit of Ed Sheeran, right? Thank you, Pretty Molly Kittis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Oh, this hurt me yesterday, and it hurts me this morning still.
What?
My amazing nanny is Virginia and Auntie.
Yeah.
And you know that we're family.
Yes,
of course. Family,
right? Two sisters, aren't they?
They're two sisters. We've been together for, I think, going on 12 years.
Nearly
12 years, 11 years. Mm. They last night said, they call me Baba, which is so cute, which is like Dad.
Yeah.
We're nearly the same age, though. Actually, Auntie's older than me, but still calls me Dad. That's weird. Oh, that's weird.
That genetically can't work.
Yeah. They said, hey, we're just going to go to the fish markets. Can we go to the fish markets tonight?
Nice,
because
nice, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I know what's coming.
And I said, yeah, sure, go to the fish markets. So this was last night at around 7 o'clock. I went up to bed at around 8:30, so I didn't see them come home or hear them come home.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I have woken up this morning, and as I walked down the stairs in our house,
I'm scared.
It smelt like the fish markets.
No, but is it that dried fish they went for?
Nope.
Fresh.
So hold on a second. Just hold on, because let me complete where we're at right now.
Go.
So they get up early, by the way. So when I left, they were already sort of like, wow. I could hear them
getting up.
They're cute. They pray nice and early in the morning, and they've got a little ritual. Unfortunately, they just lost their father over the last 2 weekends ago. So they're saying their prayers and doing their thing. And I just walked down. I'm like, initially I thought, did the dogs do something? Did the dogs do some business?
Yeah.
Because I forgot that they went to the fish markets. I walk into the kitchen. I want to drop dead. Like the stench is so strong, so strong. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the fish. I open up the freezer. And in the freezer, the entire freezer is filled with fish. I mean, 80% of my freezer is fish.
Like, what did they buy?
But this is the worst part. They've obviously cleaned all the fish. They've cleaned them all yesterday, and they've put them on this tray in the freezer. Gory here. The blood has leaked out and overflown over the tray, all over the bottom level of the freezer, and has frozen. So there's frozen fish blood all on the bottom end of my freezer.
It's a delicacy.
It's not a delicacy. So this morning, I go, Jen, Auntie. They walk out.
They know they're in trouble.
They knew. And Auntie said to Virginia, I told you we're going to get in trouble for this one.
In Tagalog or English?
No, English. And I said, guys, because I've told them before, fish, like you can't have I don't want this cow smelling like a fish market.
Yeah.
It's going to smell like this for a couple of days.
Yeah, it's hard to get that smell out.
Anyone know how to get fish? And I felt bad because as I'm leaving this morning at like 5:10, they're now taking all the fish out of the freezer with a knife. They're chopping away at the fish blood to get it all out.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've actually got Etienne on the phone right now. This is Captain Beck with us. Captain Beck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Well, brother, listen, we spoke to you a few months ago. You were an Emirates pilot for 45 years. You've hung up the hat, and today, this morning right now, is your last morning in Dubai. We just wanted to say we're going to miss you.
Oh, Chris, that is so nice of you to call. We are right here at the check-in. We're ready to leave, and last night we had a lovely evening watching the sunset. Near the Burj Al Arab, and it was super romantic. And now it's time for us to leave. We're sad in a way that we will miss Dubai and, of course, your radio show. And on the other hand, for us, it's a new start with the whole family. We're on our way to a new life.
Good on you, Captain. How long were you here in Dubai for?
Almost 14 years.
Wow, mate. Yeah. Well, listen.
14 years.
And where's home going to be now? Where are you off to?
We're off to Spain. We're going to live close to Marbella. And so that's the new destination for the whole Beck family.
That's not a bad place to hang out. You got the sun, you got the food, you got the ocean, you got everything there. So listen, on behalf of all of us here on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show, thank you for flying those gorgeous planes as well for Emirates. And we look forward to hopefully running into you once again. But from all of us here, give him a big round of applause.
Yay!
45 years flying, Captain Beck. Thank you.
We love you
more. Safe flight. Bon voyage, as they say. Yes. Love it.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K pop quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
All right. Debbie, you have got through. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, you know what? First day of the month. We want you to win some money. Do you want to win it?
I really want to win the money, Chris. I really do.
Okay. Let's make it happen. Oh, and by the way,
good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
We're live on Facebook across the world right now. Virgin Radio DXB. Good morning, Facebook. Okay, Debbie, what do you do?
Well, I am a stay-at-home mom. I'm currently on the school run.
She's on the school run. How is it? You're back to school now, so your holidays are over. You're doing all the running of school. Is it been okay?
It's been all right. The kids are settling in. The school run is crazy, and pickup is even worse, so we're back at it.
Yeah. Has your school got, like, lots of rules on how to pick up and drop off the kids? I feel like I get an email every day on new rules and regulations or reminders of how to drop them off.
Yes, we absolutely do. And parents drive in very interesting ways, which doesn't help any of us.
Yeah, right.
We're back at it. The emails are back, so it's good to be back, and I want to win some money.
All right, let's go.
Get on with it.
10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it. RackBank is giving you the chance to win this right now. I think you've got this. I think you're going to do well. You ready, Debs?
I hope so. I'm good to go. Let's do it.
All right.
Come on, girl.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Brad Pitt starred along who in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Angelina Jolie.
What rapper released an album called Donda this month?
Kanye West.
What year was the first X-Men movie released?
Oh, geez. 2007.
Finish the Shawn Mendes song, I Know What You Did.
Pass.
What sport is Anna Kournikova associated with?
Badminton. What
company launched the S6 Edge smartphone?
Pass.
In 2015, Mad Max movie is subtitled what? Is it The Mean Street or The Fury Road?
The Fury Road.
True or false, Jordan Spieth is a baseball player?
True.
Who sings Midnight Sky and Prisoner?
Ariana Grande.
The Delhi Daredevils are a player. They play what sport?
Cricket.
True or false, Jordan Spieth is a baseball player?
False.
Finish the Shawn Mendes song, I Know What You Did?
Last summer. I don't know.
It was last summer, but I can't give it to you. It was after it. 600 dirhams yours. Well done. Well done. Not bad for a little Wednesday morning here.
Yeah.
The X-Men movie released was 2000 or two. I was going to say 2000. Is it all right?
The year, yeah.
Shawn Mendes, I Know What You Did Last Summer, which you got, but it was too late. The S6 Edge smartphone is an older phone, and that's from Samsung. Miley Cyrus sings Midnight Sky and Prisoner. That would have got you the 10,000 dirhams cash, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Thanks for listening to us on the school run as well. We appreciate it.
We love you. We love Pretty. We love Big Rusty. We love you, Chris. Thank you so much.
We love you, bud. Well, we love you more. We love you more.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All the gossip.
What's up, Ross?
I was just going to say, when it comes in, if there's ever an update, she's straight on.
Straight in.
Yeah.
She's quicker than TMZ.
Lots happening right now. And I love, my favorite story of the day is what I'm going to start with. And it involves Scott Disick. Never DM someone something that you don't want the world to see.
Yeah, what's he done?
So Scott Disick, who is the ex of Kourtney Kardashian, decided to DM another ex of Kourtney Kardashian, Eunice Benjima. And he DM'd him basically being disgusted by all of the PDA photos that Kourtney's got with Travis Barker right now. He wanted to kind of like bro in with him, but like, aren't you disgusted by this too? He messaged him saying, yo, is this chick okay, bro? Like, what is this in the middle of Italy? Because they're in Italy right now.
Yeah, they're on Venice. I saw the videos.
So he sent a photo, like a paparazzi photo of Travis and Kourtney. And Eunice replied, doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro. He screenshotted the exchange, put it up on Instagram to show the world that Scott's been messaging him.
Well, Scott is a loser. He's obviously still
in love with her,
and he just...
He missed his chance.
Yeah, he missed his chance. They got kids together. That's the saddest thing. Yeah. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think he's got issues that he never wanted to...
sort out.
Yeah, and I think she was patient, and she wanted to with him, and she tried. I mean, especially if you watch the show.
Yeah, you know she tried. Yeah.
But if you watch the show, unfortunately, Scott is not a person that is, he's not like, he's likable at some point, but then he just turns into like this guy. You're like, oh, man.
And he's changed now, but I think it was just too late for her. She's found her love, I think, in Travis Barker.
I think so.
Let's talk Drake. So Twitter went crazy when Drake dropped the cover art for his album that's coming out on Friday, Certified Lover Boy. If you don't know, it's just 12 emojis of the pregnant woman emoji in just different t-shirt colors. Now, what I didn't know is that he commissioned a very famous artist by the name of Damien Hirst to make that cover art.
He likes his art, Drake, doesn't he? And Damien Hirst is a very popular British artist.
But everyone is like, so you commissioned Damien to create 12 emojis? Like, he just... hit 12 emojis in different shirts. That's what you paid Damien Hirst to do?
You got that money.
And everyone's like, I can't believe this is what Damien Hirst came up with for this album cover. And a lot of people are like, are Android users going to see the emojis differently? And what's happening with this album cover?
I guarantee these emojis will become part of the regular emojis. We'll be using them.
No, they are. That's the thing. They're the regular emojis.
Are you sure?
They're just
emojis. I feel like
emojis.
They look a little different.
The t-shirt colors are different, and that's it.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, they are different.
It's funny, though.
You know what's interesting is that when other rappers who have a lot of money are talking about how much money Drake has and that he's on another level.
Yeah.
I heard Tiger, I think it was, just the other day telling a story about this.
Ed Sheeran has said it too. He said, I will never release anything the same weekend Drake does because I won't make it.
But they said they went to a casino and, you know, he said, I thought I'd drop a lot of money. And then I sat next to Drake and I realized Drake is in a complete league of his own.
Have you seen his house?
Yeah. What else?
Shawn Mendes, he does something that terrifies Camila Cabello. And I wonder if any of our partners do the same thing. Have a listen.
Okay, let's have a listen. Shawn Mendes.
But I would be like reading or something and he would just like start sleep talking and it would scare the out of me because he'd just be like, baby, that... And then he would, like, go back to sleep. But he would just say random things like that. And can you imagine, like, somebody, like, opening their eyes, looking at you, but you know that, like, they're asleep?
Yes.
Like, can you imagine the terror of that?
So he's a sleep talker?
But he opens his eyes, sits upright, talks, and then goes back to sleep, but he has no recollection of what he's saying.
That is scary.
Does anyone...
I'm not a sleep talker.
Liz did it the other day.
Talker, is she?
Yeah, well, she got up and tried to pull me out of the bed and say, what are you doing in here? Who are you? I said... It's me. She said.
But she wasn't sleep talking. She just didn't want him in the bed anymore. My mum does it. My dad does it to my mum now. My mum told me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Dad just starts talking. And sometimes he thinks he's in a fight. And he's actually fighting in bed. Yeah.
My mom's a sleep talker, too.
Really?
Randomly, I'll just hear her. The first few times, it freaked me out. But now I'm used to it.
Yeah, there we go.
And finally, yesterday, I was telling you that the rumor was Jungle Cruise is getting a sequel. You know, The Rock and Emily Blunt.
I haven't seen I can't wait to watch this one?
So it's in theaters right now. You can get it at Disney Plus as well. Okay. There was a rumor going around, and I'm here to tell you it is officially confirmed.
Okay.
Jungle Cruise 2 will be happening. Disney has confirmed it.
Oh, that's amazing. Can go out and see it in the theaters. I was at a Real Cinemas just recently, actually, and they had a really big picture of The Rock, and I sat there and I looked at it for like only about 45 minutes of just The Rock.
You just stood there and looked at
it. He's got the best face. Have you seen his face? It's flawless.
It is flawless.
I was actually talking to him.
What?
Really? I talk to The Rock all the time. Have a listen.
How are you spending your summer this year?
I don't know, Rock. Why? What do you think I should do?
Watch Jungle Cruise at Real Cinemas by Emar.
See, look, he talks to me.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Is that like a recording, was it?
No, that was really... What do you think, Rock? Should we go for dinner, maybe?
How are you spending your summer this year?
Oh,
how
yeah. Okay, sure. Well, let's do that. I'm fine to go there.
Does he say anything else?
Yeah, he does, but he's busy right now. Rock, how are you?
How are you spending your summer this year?
I'm just going to hang out. What are you going to do?
How are you spending your summer?
He's getting older. His hearing's not great.
Is this what you do on your own?
It's The Rock's voice.
How are you spending your summer this year?
Answer him then.
I'm going to just look at you, Rock.
Such a weirdo.
So why are we doing a spelling bee? Why are we doing a spelling bee?
Because I feel like we need to refresh our spelling skills on the Chris Fade Show.
Why?
The reason being, a little while ago, the three of us were just talking off the radio. The songs were playing, commercials were playing. And you asked me a question, Chris.
What was it?
About spelling. Kind of. You wanted to know how to spell.
Why are you guys doing this for?
We actually recorded the audio. This is Chris.
Everything gets recorded in this studio. That's the problem in here. You can't talk and everything is recorded. Just think about that. Imagine being in your office space where everything is recorded and it can be used against you.
So this is the conversation that Chris had with us earlier.
This is going to make me sound stupid.
Well, it's not hard. Go on.
How do you spell kind of? Like kind, then a V-Z? V-E?
What?
Kind of.
What did you just say?
Can you do apostrophe V-E?
No, it's kind.
It's just kind of. Kind of. O-F sad. Kind of. I thought it was like you could do kind of like K-I-N-D, a little dash, V-E. It never comes up in my autocorrect. That's why. Whatever.
So...
That's not fair.
That made me laugh.
But hold on. We should have the word kind of.
Kind of. What does it
could
possibly...
Wait.
You have could of, don't you?
Could have.
Wait, is there could of?
Guys. What does apostrophe V-E mean when you add that to a word? What does it mean?
Possibly could have happened.
No, but what does it stand for? It's a contraction. What does it stand
of.
For? Have.
Have.
Could have.
Yes.
Could have.
So kind have doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because could have.
Yes, that's correct. But
what about kind of?
Kind of.
But when you look at that and go, oh, well, that person kind of looks like
that's
The Rock.
O-F.
When you put apostrophe. I understand, but I think we should add it into the English vocabulary.
So now you can...
What you said in that audio there, you said kind of, O-F-F.
No, I didn't. I said kind of.
You're just horrible at spelling.
Anyway, so I think we used to do a lot of spelling bees, and I think we need to do a spelling bee with you guys because I need to refresh your vocabulary.
You
were
telling me that I'm horrible at spelling. Every time we do a spelling bee, you lose.
It's because I forget the word that she tells me. I'm not losing now.
You're a worser.
Okay. We're not doing a grammar test. We're doing a spelling test, and we will do it next.
Go.
Okay, we'll do it next on Virgin. Hang out with us.
How do you spell kind of? Like
stop.
Kind, then a ZZ? VE?
VZ.
Kind of.
Stop playing this, guys. All right, Pretty Mike.
Welcome to the Chris Fade Show's Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee.
We were just talking about it off the radio. Can't believe we've been doing the show here for nearly 13 years.
Yeah, man.
The spelling is very poor on our show, and I feel over the years that I have been on this show, my spelling has gotten worse and worse and worse because you two make me question everything.
Yeah, well, people are going back to school at the moment. I think we need to as well.
Yes. So we're going to be doing a spelling bee. Three words each, Chris versus Rossi. I have some tiebreaker words as well, just in case it goes that way.
Okay.
Are you guys ready? These words are from the sixth grade, by the way.
Could we do grade two?
No, we're doing sixth grade.
Sixth grade. What's that in English terms?
S-I-X-T-H, sixth.
How old are you when you're in sixth grade?
I was, I think, 11.
11, okay.
All right, let's get on to it right now.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay.
Rossi goes first. Three words each, is it?
Yes.
I'm going to write them down.
No, you can't write them down. That's not how Spelling Bee works, my friend. A Spelling Bee is you have to do it verbally. That's how a Spelling Bee works.
Don't get stung.
Your first word, Big Rossi, please spell the word Fantasia for me.
That's easy.
Fantasia.
Correct, Big Rossi. Well done. That's
these better be equally like the
yes,
same.
Yes, yes.
As if you always get the easier words.
Big Rossi, please spell the word.
Oh, okay, go. Yeah.
Big Rossi, please spell the word temporary.
Oh, that's a hard. You never know where the O's go.
T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-Y.
That is correct, Big Rossi.
Oh, I'm on fire like my biceps.
And finally, the word you need to spell for all three correct is a word that you are pretty much every single day.
Loser.
Irritable.
He is so irritable.
Every day.
And we put up with it. Every
He's
day
a
we got
grumpy pants.
You and I just like hanging out like mates, and you got these irritable little grumpy man in the corner.
Come on, spell it.
Always complaining about something.
Well, you just don't listen to me, so there we go. I-double-R. I-T-A-B-L-E.
That is 3 for 3, my friend.
In your face. The man with the man bun.
That was good, Ross. Irritable. That would have got me, I think. I wouldn't know where the I went.
Three words coming for Chris Fade. You got to get all three right, and then we move on to the tiebreaker.
I'm not good at...
The first word is a word that you love a lot. You love doing a lot of this, and that is complaining.
Fantasia, his first word, easier than complaining.
Do Fantasia then.
C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N-I-N-G.
Correct, my friend. Well done.
Complaining.
Hold on. Slow down when you say the words so I can figure out if they're right or wrong.
Why do you need to figure out? I'm doing it.
Go, Pri. Next question.
You're saying the letters too quick.
Second word is a word you use a lot with your friends. You say, we have done this to you. The word is...
backstabbed.
Disappoint.
D-I-S-S-A-P-O-I-N-T.
That is incorrect, my friend.
What it? Stars, see you later.
Disappoint.
It's D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T.
I would have put, to be fair to you, I would have
double
put
S.
Two, I would have put two.
Disappoint only has one S. Well, that's wrong as well. Well,
are
let's
you sure,
change
pretty?
That. Are you sure disappoint has one? I'm checking that.
I'm not having it. She's probably doing that American colour, like the way they spell colour, C-O-L-O-R, which is wrong. And what else you spell wrong?
Why are you grumpy, dude? You just won. You just won a spelling bee and you're still grumpy.
I just
grumpy.
Need something to moan about.
You're so irritable.
Disappoint.
How do you spell it? Spell it. Go ahead. Say it.
Now, can you... I'm just Googling. Can you spell...
It's one S, yeah.
Disappoint. Disappoint with two S's.
Yeah. How would it sound?
How to spell...
How?
We do not disappoint me.
Okay, Chris.
I lost. Give me
Chris,
the last word.
Yeah,
I want
yeah.
another
you
last
lost,
word.
But
okay, give me a really hard word, and then if I get that, it's 2 points.
Whatever. I'm just going to give you the word that I planned.
Are you just trying to win here?
Yeah.
Yeah. The word is inconvenient.
All right, cool. We have no time. We're on, we're trying to get Wayne Brady. He's in LA right now. He is coming this weekend. It's going to be a pretty big show. If you want to grab your tickets to the show, by the way.
CocaColaArena.com has them. They start from 150 dirhams.
We got him on. I think we got him.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, I was after Mr. Wayne Brady.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, we got him.
Yay!
Wayne Brady is with us. This is so cool. 3rd of September. It's Friday night. Coca-Cola Arena, man. Are you ready to come to Dubai?
I'm so excited, man. I can't tell you. I've stopped over in Dubai maybe 4 times and seen it from the airplane on my way to South Africa, but I've never been off the plane. So the fact that I can actually come and experience the city and play the Coca-Cola Arena, and it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, this is so cool. We're excited to get you here, man. You're going to love the city, by the way. You're going to love the UAE. Are you here for a few days, or are you in and out?
I'm kind of in and out. I arrive Thursday night, then the show is Friday night, and I'm taking Saturday to rest and to try to see everything that I can. Ooh. And then Sunday I'm back on the plane because I've got to get back and start shooting on Monday.
God, man, the life of Wayne Brady, man. Yeah. I just want to say we're super fans here. I remember, I mean, I've been watching your recent stuff, but obviously the OG stuff as well with Whose Line Is It Anyway. I always thought to myself, he's the best on the show. He's the funniest. He's the most talented. It just...
Now you sound like my mom.
Well, did your mom say the same thing?
Exact same thing. But she has to because she's my mom.
Aww,
yeah, I know the feeling. Did you know when you were doing that show that it was going to be such a sort of, I don't know, like a show that we all watched and we all grew up watching and, you know, it had a legacy to behind it? Did you know you were creating that then?
Well, I didn't create the Whose Line legacy. It had already been around for 10 years before the American version started. It was a big show in the UK and a big show in the States on Comedy Central. So I grew up watching Whose Line. So in the last, like, I think the last 6 years of the British version, that's when Colin and Ryan came on. So I had already known those guys and their work, and I was a big fan. So by the time that it started doing the American run, they were already 10 seasons in, and we just started a new legacy. So I knew that people would like the show because it had already had a proven track record.
Yep.
But I didn't know that they would like it to the extent that ours is so different than the original British version, because the sense of humor is a little different. Yeah, it's a little more physical.
It's the British humor.
Better.
You know, the British humor is not the best. We've got Rossi here. Rossi's from Liverpool, England.
Yeah.
And we always talk about the British humor.
I love the British one.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. That's the thing, Wayne. He doesn't understand the British humor. It's really, really funny.
Oh, man, I grew up watching British TV. I grew up on Monty Python, and there was an old British sketch troop called the Goodies.
Yeah, I remember the Goodies.
I used to watch a lot of, yeah, man. So a lot of what I take, especially the verbal things, I think verbal comedy and the more cerebral comedy is definitely British. Mm. The faster, more physical stuff, louder the impersonations, that's definitely American.
Totally. Get it, man. We're excited to see you here on Friday night. What are we doing? Can you give us a little bit of a hint what's happening on stage?
Oh, sure. I'm bringing my buddy Jonathan Mangum, who's on Whose Line Is It Anyway with me now. And he's also the co-host of my show, Let's Make a Deal. And so we do two-man improv. So we do a lot of freestyle, a lot of very physical games, audience participation, some of the things that you've seen on Whose Line. But then again, a lot of things that are just germane to me. But it's all improvisation. From the time that I hit the stage to the time I walk off, I'm pulling a show out of my b-
I love it.
That is the quote that we're running with. We're going to get the billboard up right now. It's going to have Wayne Brady, I'm pulling a show out of my get that up.
Love that.
Wayne Brady, Friday night, Coca-Cola Arena. Tickets still available, not many, but get on there. I'm going to be down there as well. Cannot wait to watch you, Wayne. Before we let you go, there's Rossi, Pretty, and myself. We want you to challenge us. Is there any improvisation? Yeah. Is there a challenge that we can do right now? We want to show you our talents. Maybe we could be...
discovered. You can be like, wow, these guys are great.
You know, we can follow you around the world. We can live in your own house, yes, man, and we can do this with you, man.
Perfect. I've got one for you, because I start off my show with a freestyle.
Okay.
I want you guys to freestyle. Go around in a circle.
Uh-huh.
Then you guys each take like a couplet. So let's start with you.
Mm-hmm. Chris, yeah.
Come on, Chris.
And I'll give you the topic.
Okay.
The topic is how happy you are that I'm coming to Dubai.
Okay.
We all get the hang.
Okay. Okay, all right. Okay.
How happy we are that Wayne Brady is coming to Dubai. We have to rap. I'll go first.
This is such a bad idea.
And Rossi. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Everybody thought it was a little shady, but then I got the call from Wayne Brady.
Oh.
Coming out to Coca-Cola Arena. Everybody's gonna be screamer. Oh, I can't wait till he hits the stage. And everybody's gonna be, oh man, hey. I lost my words, but it's okay, can't you see? I'm throwing the mic to the Pretty man. Let's go.
This is really...
Go Pretty.
Okay.
Wayne Brady's listening.
Whose line is it anyway, Wayne? Whose line is it anyway, Wayne? We're gonna go to the show today, and then we'll make a deal. Hey, don't steal. That's bad. Wayne Brady is the coolest man.
Yes, that was... Wow, Rossi, come on, finish it off with the, the UK-British humor that we've been talking about.
I'm a British man, can't Big you rock. See? You want to go and see Wayne Brady? He's got more game than Slim Shady. He's going to be on the stage. Oh, yeah, let's see. You're going to see some dope comedy. Oh, go and see Wayne Brady.
Why does he go gangster?
I don't know.
Rossi's the furthest from gangster, but he goes gangster.
I doubt with that accent I'm gangster, but anyway.
So can we come live with you now?
You guys can come and live with me, and we'll have our own reality show.
Yay! Just sign this here, please. Thank you.
Wayne Brady, Coca-Cola Arena, Friday night. You're a superstar. We can't wait to see you, mate. God bless, and we'll see you soon.
Man, I look forward to meeting you guys. Thanks for coming to the show. Come and say hi.
Definitely will, mate. Definitely will. Okay, so my uncle... Emil that lives in the UK, he messages me on WhatsApp yesterday. And he says, hey, one of my good friends, his daughter has just moved to Dubai.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
She's here for like 6 months. She's doing some sort of like internship with another company. Okay. They moved some of the office here to Dubai, which is great. And he said to me, do you mind if I give you her number just so she, you know, if she needs anything?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, of course, do that. So she messaged me last night, and she's like, hey, nice to meet you. My father spoke to your uncle, and now da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, hey, welcome to Dubai. Welcome to the UAE. And we got talking on WhatsApp, and then she said to me, just could you tell me, like, places that I should go out?
Okay. Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean? She's like, I want to check out some clubs, some bars, some fun nightlife.
How old is she?
I think she's like 21.
Okay.
Just turned 21. She's British.
Yeah.
She just... I think she just wants to get out and have some fun.
So she wants nightlife. She wants to go out and have a party. She's completely asking the wrong person.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I honestly replied to her. I said, yo, I'm the wrong person. I'm laying in bed by 9. I've got a morning radio show. You know, like I'm working a lot. If I'm not working, I'm chilling. Like,
That's not you.
It's not me. So.
Oh, is this what we're doing now?
I'm using the show. I am using the show.
Anything for an easy life.
What are, and I'm going to just literally write this down here so I can
send it to her as a message.
This is what I want to do. Where does a 22-year-old female from the UK, where can she go out and just...
Have a good time.
Have a good time. That's what I'm trying to work out right now.
Mm. So we need help. 0487155
Call us. I mean, even if you're not in other Emirates as well, I'd like to hear from because I'm sure she's going to head out to Abu Dhabi that. So 0487155 21-year-old girl from the UK, just here for 6 months. Where does she go out on a weekend? Where is a good place
Chris's list. The mall.
Go to the mall, watch a movie. It's a big night out. You'll be home by 9.
Have dinner at 6:30.
That's right. That's right. Rossi, where would you go? Where is a place that you know everyone's hanging out?
STK evening brunch.
Okay, where's that at?
JBR Rixos.
Okay, JBR Rixos STK.
Brilliant. I have a great time.
Is it going to be like you? Will it be like this?
Shows how well you know your brunches. This is a cool brunch. It's got live performances.
It's cool.
Fireworks.
I've been there.
So this wouldn't play Wonderwall?
No. Maybe a dance remix of it.
Okay, so STK, JBR. That's one option.
Write that down.
I think they'll like that.
0487155 Where do you go out? What do you want to do? I need to know. Give me some options, please. I need you. 0487155 Divya, how you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Div. All right, so where do we suggest that she goes?
Okay, so I think every 21-year-old should check this brunch out. It's called the Notorious Brunch. It's at Business Bay.
Doesn't your husband play there?
Jeff plays for the Notorious Brunch. Yeah, that's his brunch.
Jeff, when he's DJing, plays
yes,
there.
Yes, he does. And he sets the most amazing vibe there.
Aw, thanks, Divya.
Knows a lot about Jeff.
All right, that's the Notorious Brunch. Where is that at?
Business Bay.
Pizza
Express, yeah.
Pizza Express, Notorious Brunch. Yep. Divya, appreciate that one. I like it.
It is a good time.
Sarah, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you lot?
Good. Where are you from?
From the UK.
Okay, yeah. UK, you know, just picture yourself 21 out of the UK, just landed in Dubai. Where are we going out on a Friday night?
Well, it doesn't matter how old you are, but my favorite spot is Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey.
Good one.
Yeah, it's got the bowl in there. It's good.
Blue Waters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, yep.
Yeah, that's right under the Ain Dubai, Brass Monkey. So I think that's just like, it's sort of like a bar and that, but it's also got gaming in there, bowling, video games and all that, yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the best spot in Dubai.
And that's like a tick off the bucket list, because then she can go take a photo under the Ain Dubai. She checks out Blue Waters, and then she goes to Brass Monkey.
I like that. Okay, this is good. Sarah, how long you lived here for?
Well, I was planning to be here for 2 years, and now it's 7 years.
Yeah. Like us.
Yeah, this is what I said to the girl last night. I said, haha, you're here for 6 months. I guarantee you'll still be here in a year. I guarantee it. Let's see. All right, Brass Monkey, we've got STK JBR, we've got the Notorious Brunch. Where does a 21-year-old go out when they land in Dubai? Where is a good place to go?
Oh.
Like, I know Iris Bar is really, really cool. Iris.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when, you know, obviously the clubs aren't all officially open right now, so it's a different vibe than it was pre-COVID.
A couple of good ones in Blah Blah is a good one.
Oh, if you did down there.
Where's Blah Blah? That's come through on the text line a few times right
now. That's down on Jumeirah Walk area, you know, down there near the
JBR?
The end of JBR, yeah.
Okay, okay. There you go.
And this is a brilliant one. This is probably one of the best ones that we've been sent in from Smithy, a man after my own heart here. He says Rock Bottom. They'll like that.
That's no.
What?
No. Is Rock Bottom still going?
We went there, didn't we, once, remember?
We did, you and I.
Yeah.
And I remember
you couldn't get in because you had shorts, so I had to get you in there with my contacts.
I was wearing shorts. I walked into the place where people were wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
And then I remember going to the urinal there doing the business, and like just everyone just wanted to have a chat. It was like this, it was like where people hung out, they were taking their drinks in there as well. It's like, where am I?
Yeah, yeah.
Here you go, mate! This is in the, this pretty, this is in the toilet.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
the toilet was more alive than the place
how
was.
How would you know? Because you always go in the cubicle, you wouldn't know what was going on.
No, I used the, what do you
the,
call them?
The stand up one.
Oh.
No, you didn't, you've never done that.
What do you How mean? I've do never you know?
Because we go to the toilet sometimes. He always goes.
Well, do you go together every time?
Yeah, in the work one, I'm always using the cubicle.
He doesn't. I don't know what. He just does. He doesn't want to go outside. He always wants to go in the indoor one.
But so, I wouldn't either.
Isn't he weird?
Like, if I wouldn't you want your privacy in a bathroom?
Isn't he weird? Do you want
to? Like, I want
to.
Like,
do you want to go next to each other now? Do you want to just stand there, go next to each other?
Have a talk.
If you want to have a chat. I'll help you out, Ross. Let's talk about maybe how's your relationship with your wife going?
Okay, go on.
Because that would be awkward.
Why?
Is that what do you want to chat about whilst we're going?
Like just work or just like the football and stuff?
You are weird.
Off topic. This is really off topic.
Be a man.
Have we closed the list? This is a whole nother topic.
What, like you get uncomfortable? It's okay to be uncomfortable.
Do we want to start? Okay, new topic.
New topic. We're
topic
starting
off a topic. Let's do it.
What's the topic?
When you go to a bathroom.
This is directed
towards
men.
This is just
men.
For men.
Sorry, this is just
this
for men.
This is just men.
Well,
are you going into a cubicle
or
are you using the urinals?
The stand-up one.
The stand-up ones.
This is, okay, I can't
because I do both depending on where we're at.
I've never seen you do it.
As a woman, I have so many questions. I've
so many questions as well. I want to ask him when I'm standing next to him.
No.
But he always goes in the other one.
Can you
all right.
Try it?
We've found out where my friend's going to go for brunch.
That's done.
But now.
Finished.
0487155444. Are you standing up or are you using the cubicle? I mean, we're both standing up, but one's the cubicle closed door.
Private.
And the other one is, hey, I'm going to just do it here in front of everyone and I'm going to have someone right next to me. What do you want to do? 0487155444. Eddie, what are you doing, mate?
Cubicle, always cubicle.
Cubicle, always. Oh, all right, all right. Muhammad, what are you using? Tell me, how does it roll with you, Mo?
Actually, the only one time I used the standing one, it was like 2 years ago. I don't remember. Maybe in the metro station.
Yeah.
I have a car, but that one time I used the metro. Like, I'm 1 meter, 80 centimeters. Like, I'm a tall person.
You're a tall guy. And okay. And was it a good experience? Remember, we're on the radio. Was it a good experience?
Then let me tell you, even a taller person comes and starts stands next to me and
okay, all right, okay.
So you regretted the decision, and since then you are now back in the cubicle. Is that right?
It is not like I'm back. It is only this one time because the toilet was very small.
I love that. I see. Is that why? Is it because I'm taller than you, Chris? Is that why?
Is it? What are you saying? He's intimidated by you,
I
so
don't
he
know.
Won't.
I just want to know.
What is
why?
Your no, big? Why
there's
are you
no
obsessed, intimida-
mate? If there, mate,
I just want to know.
Don't
mate.
Get me started because we'll call up Marsha. Okay, okay. Don't get me started. We'll call up our old promotional girl, Marsha.
No, stop it.
Who
now.
Accidentally walked in, no, and th- we no. can talk about okay, this right now.
No, let's just stop now. Okay? No, we don't need to do this anymore. It's okay, just leave it. Just leave the whole thing.
Pretty's on the floor laughing.
No, like, no, I'm
but
sorry.
You know, I'll
no,
call Marsha.
No, I was just joking. It's not meant to be. It was a bit, meant to be a bit of fun. No, I'm just joking the whole thing. No, it's not. It's not even, no, I just joke.
Okay, all right. Well, can I go back to some calls, please?
I guess so.
All right, TJ, just, you sitting down, or are you going in the cubicle, or are you just walking to the left there? What are you doing, TJ?
Hello, hello. I'm good. Thank you.
All right, TJ, standing up. Or are you in the cubicle?
Standing up. I used to shy away from, like, standing up before. Mm. But then, you know, it's like these cigarette poses when you go outside and you smoke with someone and continue your meeting, like what they did in France, right? So you're standing up, someone is next to you, and do you continue the conversation in a more peaceful way somehow?
So you're going in there together as, like, a friends, and you're continuing the chat, doing it, and then just leaving.
No. That would be awkward. But like when you just meet the person in there and you have like some conversations that you want to have, so you generally do it in a more peaceful way.
So hold on. You're meeting people whilst you go. Like you're actually starting new friendships in the bathroom.
No. I'm not talking about the bar. I'm talking about work, actually.
Okay. Wait, so
he conducts meetings in the bathroom.
So at work, you'll be like, oh, 11:30, our meeting's in the bathroom? Like,
That would be nice.
Oh, well, nice and awkward, TJ. Danny, are you a cubicle or are you sort of standing up?
Well, it depends, Chris. Depends on the establishment, how clean it is.
Yeah.
And how busy it is.
Yeah, that's exactly... Yeah, that's. I agree with that. If it's like filthy, I ain't even going anywhere near there.
Can I ask a question, right? Yeah. You know, in Australia, you must have been to many rugby league games.
So bad.
Right, rugby league games, yep. Right? When you go in there,
so
it's,
bad.
It's shoulder to shoulder.
Yep, and it's
how
like,
do you feel there?
You just do it. But like, it's just, you're standing on... I don't want to get too graphic here, but you were standing on other people's, like, you know what I mean, Danny? Like, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah, look, when you go to sports events or anything like that, or sports bar, and it's packed,
yeah.
Right, the rule I would follow is that if the urinals are completely packed, then it could be stinking,
yeah.
Right? As long as there's a gap between you and the next person, not so bad. Just a quickly splash and dash.
I just saw that video that went up. It was viral last night of the dog being left out on the balcony. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Someone owns a gorgeous dog and has obviously gone to work or gone somewhere and left the dog on the balcony in 45-degree heat.
The whole day.
Yeah, the neighbor has seen this across the road in another balcony. I think they're like 30 stories up.
Yeah.
And has just filmed this dog. And we've been informed that the dog is now healthy and safe.
Safe, yeah.
But how does someone do that?
That's just terrible.
Isn't that common sense?
Well, no, yeah. It's just mean, isn't it? Like, I don't know how someone could think that would be okay.
I don't know
like,
either, yeah.
Put the water out there, but the water's going to get boiling hot as well for 40, it to drink.
45 yeah. degrees heat.
I know. And the poor dog was on the balcony. It was horrible.
And you can see it's trying to get in. Like, it just
wants
to
get
inside.
I just don't. I remember once, I've got to say that, well done to the sort of the Dubai animal rescue guys now are really on top of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
They won't accept it.
No, which is great.
It's unacceptable here. As soon as they find out, I mean, the police will get involved as well. So just heads up on that. If you do see any sort of animals in distress or your neighbours or anything, feel free to report them if you feel that it's a legit story.
I was on one of those machines yesterday, Dubai police machine.
Yeah.
Like an electronic one. And there's a whole section there especially for that.
What do you mean the police station where you go and you put the like
kiosk machine?
Yeah, you want to pay a fine or you want to do something like that. Yeah, they do a great job. I remember years ago, maybe 7-8 years ago, when I lived in. Remember, I used to live in those old villas.
Yes,
off Sheikh Zayed Road.
Oh yeah. Desert Springs.
Desert Springs. If you were ever driving or just I think it's before TCOM or after TCOM.
Yes, just before.
There are some old villas there, right? And I used to live there for about 2 years. I moved out only because the roof collapsed on my daughter.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, it's a good reason.
No, honestly, it collapsed while she was watching. Thankfully, it didn't hit her too hard. And I remember going to the landlord, and he's like, no, it's fine.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you know what happened? So we moved, right? But the neighbors that we had one day just left. And they had bunny rabbits in a cage. And initially I just thought that they were just in a cage for the day or they had.
Yeah.
And then it was like 2 or 3 days later that I realized, hold on a second, these guys have left the apartment. They've left the villa and just left the animals in there.
Sad.
Wow.
So we had to open it up. We got it. We sent them to a pet store. I don't know what happened to them afterwards, but they were taken to I had to take them out of the cage, put them in the back of the car, drive them through.
Yeah.
And it was
That's just sad. I mean, listen, they always say, right, before you adopt a pet or get a pet, you have to make sure you're able to keep the responsibility and you're able to take care of them. It's a lot of responsibility.
That was one of the biggest things throughout COVID that we found out, where a lot more animals were getting owned or adopted, which is great. But you're right, Pretty. It's not a 1 year thing.
No.
It's not a 12-month, you know, 12 day thing. It's a 12-year thing.
Mm. Yeah, it's a forever thing. You know what I mean? Have to be truly committed. Like, to be honest, you know, I just got a dog recently.
I know. Little Dookie.
Had no idea how much
responsibility
goes into it. Of course, I was ready for it, but I didn't realize how much. Yep. So you just got to be ready for it.
No, 100%. So, yeah, if you, after seeing that video that's gone viral, I know a lot of you have seen it, of that dog sort of stuck out on the balcony. If you do see or anything, we here on the show, we are so, like, animals we love. Like, you know, we love our animals. We all have our own pets. We all, and we, when I saw that, it really, it hurt me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It really did hurt me. So feel free, if you're seeing anything regarding animals anywhere in the country, feel free to report them to the right, I guess, the guys. I'll look after. The police are fantastic.
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Wednesday, September 1st. Thank you to Wayne Brady for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't forget, Friday he's going to be here. Grab your tickets, CocaColaArena.com.
That's where you can go get your tickets. So how is our spelling going for the rest of the day now?
Horribly. HORRIBLEY.
That is incorrect. I'll leave you with one word. Let's see who gets it right. Ready? Committee. Yeah. Go. Spell it, Chris. We did a spelling bee earlier if you
is
missed it.
Two Rossi M's? Is it two M's? Is it two T's?
You okay. guys can work together.
Okay, C-O-M. I think it's one M.
Yeah.
Commit. I.
Yeah.
Double T?
No.
You think it's one T? Commit T.
One T, two E's.
C-O-M. I-T-E-E. That's what you think?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that. But
I need a final answer.
I'll go with Rossi.
Incorrect.
You idiot. I told what you it wasn't.
Two M's, two T's, two E's.
Oh my God.
C-O-M-M-I-T-T-E-E.
I told you it was two T's.
Guys, you need to study your vocab a little bit more. We're going to be doing another spelling test in a little bit. Give us like 2 weeks. We're going to do another one. You better be better at
Committee has way too many letters, though. They don't need that. They're overusing it. They're overusing letters.
You're going to try to change the language.
I think we should. Have a great day. For myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.